Hi, this is a dictation for Linda Anderson, LINDAANDERSON. Date of birth is 12/16/53, and date of service 10/11/2022. Miss Linda Anderson started coming to see us. She was referred from Dr. Melvin Murphy. First visit was 9/15/2022. Has a SLE or lupus erythematosus, along with generalized pain in all the generalized joints, as called polyarthritis. She also suffers from COPD, CAD, and thyroid problems, hip. She also has a severe pain in the left hip. Along with this pain, patient reports pain in both shoulders, left elbow, both wrists, both knees, both ankle and feet, both hips. She has a difficult time moving around, and she has had no surgery. She does take care of her husband, and lifting him causes problem for her. She has a difficult time sleeping and walking, and she suffers from diabetes with high A1C, and that prohibits her having a surgical treatment. She also was found to have a tenderness in both the sacroiliac joints and also palatal and phalangine for carpal tunnel on the first visit. The patient has had various issues, rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatoid bursitis, the right shoulder, lumbar radiculopathy, SLE, sciatica, lumbar spine stenosis. And the MRI were not available at the time of dictation or with the previous visit. They have been ordered and requested. And other than that, the patient has continuous pain in the both shoulders, neck, and the lower back to the tune of 10. Pain in the both hips, both knees, both ankle and feet is still 10. ADLs are affected 10. Her heart rate is around 160 to 170. She has visited emergency rooms at Sinai Grace Hospital and was there for 23 hours, and it is now doing better. She reports worse pain all over, and she has been taking Norco 7.5 milligrams. And she reports that 40% pain has improved since the beginning of the time. And worst thing is general activity, which is affected 10, while sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 8, the mood is affected 7. The patient reports nose, system review neurology and psych patient has no symptom of any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, balance problem, memory problem, or any other issues, no loss of balance. In the pain and numbness patient has no issues with any pain symptom. She has not checked any, but except the initial history. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no new medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is not. The substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 147/76. Pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical exam is from the previous visit, which is 9/22/2022, dictation number 0922-113. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is to provide the patient with Ambien 5 mg at night for sleep help. 30 tablets are provided only one time. She is being referred to a psychiatrist for continuation of the treatment. An MRI of the right shoulder and MRI of the left spine is ordered, and a physical therapy will continue as evaluation for the patient to be done. In addition, patient will continue on pain medication, 7.5 milligram Narco, 1 PRN for severe pain only. Once a day, 30 tablets are provided. It's not advised about a chronic use of opiates. All the precautions were discussed with her, and issues of drug addiction. Patient will be weaned over from Schedule 3 to Schedule 2 for a long-term pain relief management. And once the MRI is available, we'll have a more further proof. Injection of carpal tunnel syndrome has been advised, and thank you.